It's being played here by Liam O'Connor. The program, The Flannel Lee Show, coming to you live from New York. It is our 50th live program on this St. Patrick's Day, 2020, and we are broadcasting, simulcasting, streaming throughout the world on irishradio.com. Privileged indeed to have such tremendous cooperation from radio stations in Ireland, and indeed a lot of our programming long before social media, we were somehow able to link with radio stations throughout Ireland. But you know, I would just give you a flavor, if we can, of radio programs that were recorded back, some of them in the 60s, 50s, even before then, towards the beginning of the 50s. Radio was indeed the main form of entertainment, other than dances and music. But for a lot of people, never mind the television, radio was just becoming popular in Ireland. And you have to bear in mind that, you know, throughout rural Ireland, as after the war, a lot of the rural electrification schemes had not taken place. Some would look back and say, well, some of the areas, like our own parish in Ahimas, outside Ballinan, County Mayo, from whence the Irish Hunger Memorial of Battery Park City. That came stone by stone from there. But in areas like that, their rural electrification, yeah, it's one could say that the government should have done more. But, you know, it was a big undertaking. And a lot of people in households, in parishes in particular, in rural areas, they were very reluctant indeed to sign on to this huge transition, this huge change that was taking place. But so radio in rural areas generally, it was a luxury not only to own or rent, which a lot of people did. They rented radios, and but without electricity, those radios had were powered by batteries. What was known as the dry battery, you know, was the battery that didn't need to be recharged. The second battery, which was, you know, very necessary, was, well, commonly known as the wet battery. It was a battery of that contained acid, and that needed to be charged. Now, bear in mind that, again, in the country, the war was over, and cars had been on blocks throughout that period. Cars are not very plentiful, and people walked and went by trap, by donkey and cart, horse and cart, and even bicycles were not that readily available. But if you lived, you know, miles outside the town, it was a big deal indeed to get that acid, that wet battery, and bring it into the town and have it recharged. So we got to appreciate very much the you know, the luxury of radio, particularly in rural Ireland. But on Sundays, again, as a kind of a warm up to the Sunday football matches, there were a couple of variety shows that came along. Perhaps one of them, some of you will remember, Dingo. And Dingo was a fellow, he was in Cork, Dennis Fitzgibbon. And indeed, you'll recognize the Cork accent as well. And what Dingo did actually was, he got this variety concert, and he had a lot of guests. This was for a flavor of what a variety show was at that time. We got this from RTE, and the name of the program was Take the Floor. It was kind of the first time that we heard on air a program. We heard tap dancing. We heard, indeed, an almost we could imagine what it was like to be in a studio, in a concert, and again when, as we look back on it, and we remember the introduction for the program was, lift the latch, open the door, step right in, and take the floor, Dingo.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we invite you to lift the latch, open the door, step right in, and take the floor. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening and welcome to Take the Floor, which tonight comes to you from Achill, glorious Achill in the County Mayo. Well, we have a full house here tonight. We have Jackie Hurst and his boys to provide the music. So away we go with the Harvest Time Jig.
I saw photographs of Dinjo, and he was a big, stout guy, and I think he was a representative for the Volkswagen dealers in Dublin, or else he had a garage, I'm not sure. But he went in for this kind of Kelly music, and it was, he'd kind of start off his program and then take the floor, and you hear all the steps and the footsteps on the floor and the music as well. And it was a kind of a thing where he invited you to join in so that you had the urge to go out on the floor and start dancing yourself.
Well, now, we have a little exhibition dance coming up. Two local girls, Patsy Heaney and Julianne Lavelle, and they're going to dance a double jig.
We thought of Dinjo as being a corkman in the first place, and then he had all the songs, the Irish songs, the ones that we were familiar with at the time. And then, of course, he brought on Rory O'Connor for the Irish dancing, and we always thought that that was just super now. And it never dawned on us that we weren't seeing the dancers. That didn't occur to us at all. We seemed to know exactly what was happening, even though it was on the radio.
A little story about a lad from Mayo. He was in the army and he volunteered to go to the Congo. And after volunteering, he got cold feet, you see, but he didn't want to let the county down. He didn't want to let the side down. So he went up to one of his pals and he told him, he says, is there any chance at all of getting out of this army? And the fella said, the only hope is if you can prove your lies are bad, see, they'd let you out and in case you shot the colonel, you see. So the lad went up to see the eye doctor and he walked through the door without opening it. And the doctor said, what's wrong with you? Doctor, says he, the old people, says, I can't see his skin. Right, says the doctor, says he, stand up there, says he, and tell me what are the letters in the chart on that wall over there. And your man was, where's the wall, doctor? Where's the wall? And the doctor said, all right, see, sit down in the chair there and I'll give you a good examination. Your man was, where's the chair, doctor? Where's the chair? Right, says the doctor, you're no good to the army. And he promptly discharged him. And the lad was delighted, went up to the paymaster, drew his gratuity, walked on O'Connell Street in Dublin. There was a very fine film showing in one of the cinemas there. He joined a very long queue, and he just got in at the last moment and got the very back seat. But it was a great film. He enjoyed it immensely. And when the lights went up, he looked around. There was the doctor sitting next to him. So he looked at the doctor. The doctor looked at him. He looked at the doctor again, chipped him on the shoulder, and says, excuse me, sir, am I on the right bus for Bunnacurry?
Dinjo became a star because of his personality. He had this unusual personality of being very droll. And then suddenly you got this spate of jokes from him that you didn't expect, and jokes that people thoroughly enjoyed. There was no smut in them. They were straightforward, off-the-shoulder jokes that people sat down and really heartily laughed at. Dinjo became a star because of that, and I think because of the amount of people in those days who used to go to the small little theatres, and he'd appear at small little theatres. So between that following that he was building up and the radio following, he became a fairly big star.
I was down in Galway recently and I heard a story from a priest down there. He was telling me a story about this woman. She had a son away in the Merchant Navy, and he sent her home two parrots, a male and a female, and she didn't know which was which. So she was trying to get the local vet to come up and to identify them. He was terribly busy and she kept on annoying him, and he said, I tell you what, he says, throw a cover over the cage, he says, and take it off certainly, and whichever one is doing the chasing, he says, that's the cock. Then he says, you can tie a white, wait now, he says, tie a white ribbon around his neck and then you'll always be able to identify him. So she did that, and right enough, she got the white ribbon tied around his neck, and that was fine for her. For about 2 weeks afterwards, the local curate came in to visit her, and the parrot looked up and he saw the white collar around the curate, and he said, I see they caught you too. Father Fenton enjoyed that one, but he didn't tell it to me. But now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a song again, and the last ballad of the evening, a beautiful ballad indeed, one you all know well, Michael O'Dea and Bantry Bay.
I mean, Dinjo was just sheer magic. I mean, he was a natural musician, seemed to, like, on the same role in that capacity as O'Hare was on his capacity describing Gaelic football, like, because he described the scene above. And then it was good Irish country and western music that was played on that programme, and that had appealed to people in rural Ireland and still has.
Well, Well, this is where we say farewell to Acker and take the floor for another week. So it's goodbye from Jackie Hurst and his band, Willie Brady, Eric Benson, Roddy McNeil, our guest dancers, our producer, Porrig O'Neill, and yours truly, Ginjo.
Show live from New York City on the St. Patrick's Day 2020. Again, live throughout the world, irishradio.com.
1977 in Dublin Zoo, the Indian elephant escaped. And it was unheard of for this type of an event to happen. And there was a lot of embarrassment. People were very upset that the elephant escaped. But to make matters worse, it went missing for 2 weeks. Now we're talking about an elephant. If it was a penguin, maybe, or an ostrich or something, we're talking about a 5.5-ton elephant going missing for 2 weeks. And it ended up in County Galway, which even makes it worse. And I could never understand, like, how nobody's seen it going through Turtle Pass or somewhere like that, or at Lone before the bypass. I could never understand. And it ended up in Connemara, out in Clifton, in Mrs. Murphy's backyard. And I want you to visualize, if you will, that Mrs. Murphy is a woman now. She's a very, very senior lady. She's no television. She didn't buy magazines. She really didn't leave the village ever in her life. So she didn't know what an elephant was. She hadn't a clue. She'd seen sheep and cows and hens and ducks and dogs and cats. But she'd never seen an elephant. So I want you to visualize what happens when the elephant comes into her backyard. She's just come in, where she's pulled a few heads of cabbage for the husband's dinner, and she's washing them at the sink, when the elephant comes in, and she gets a little bit distressed. Elephant comes in like this. Oh,
Yes.
Seamus! Come out quick! There's the beast out from the back garden!
Lassie, don't be cutting yourself. There's only Doran's bull from up the road.
Bull? Bull? Bull, my bull? Bull? If this is size of six
bulls. What's he doing?
He's pulling up head of the cabbage with his tail.
And what's he doing with the heads of cabbage?
If I told you, you wouldn't believe.
At one time, the Irish language, Gaelic, was forbidden by British law. There was a song about a Jewish merchant who arrived in a small town, and he opened up his store, and over his store he put his name in Hebrew. And this very ambitious British policeman came along and took one look at the Hebrew, assumed it was Gaelic, and dragged the Jew into court. That's the gist of it, you know. It wasn't written so much to show the great love between the Irish and the Jews, so much as it was to show the stupidity of the British. The policeman walked out, oh, so proud on his feet, when a vision came to him of stripes on his sleeve. Promotion, he whispered, I'll try for today, so come with me, Mr. Raitourlaye. Come tell me your name, says the limb of the law, to the little fat man selling wares on the straw. What's that, sir, my name, sir, white is there on display, and it's Moses Raitourlaye. Now the trial it came on and it lasted a week. One judge said 'twas German, another 'twas Greek. Throw your Irish, said the policeman, beyond it say nay. And with it done it, Moses Raitourlaye. Now the prisoner stepped up there as stiff as a crutch. Are you Irish or English or German or Dutch? I'm a Jew, sir, that came over to stay, and me name it is Moses Raitourlaye. We're two of a kind, says the judge to the Jew. You're a cousin of Briscoe, and I am one too. This numbskull has blundered, and for it will pay. Wish you that's right, says Moses Raitourlaye. There's a garbage collector who works down our street. He once was a policeman, the pride of his beat. And he moans all the night, and he groans all the day, singing Moses Raitourlaye.
Ah, yes. The Clancy brothers. Clancy brothers there, and Tommy Makem. Moses Raitourlaye. Okay. You'll probably recognize some of these tunes. The tunes of Satchmo, Louis Armstrong. And they're being played by the Cross Border County Orchestra, rather, of Ireland. Cross Border Orchestra of Ireland. Before the Good Friday Agreement, and at a time when the troubles in Northern Ireland were indeed at their height, a lot of great number of musicians, of entertainers, came together on both sides of the border, and they produced a lot of music. And a lot of it, of course, was American music. But if you listen to some of this music of Louis Armstrong, Satchmo, bring it back to originally the musicians from both sides of the border in Ireland. And to this very day, the Cross Border Orchestra of Ireland is indeed going really great, and it shows again what can happen in the midst of crisis when there are those who present themselves as and find a way to get on, to get together. Heard actually from Hilary Byrne, who is chairman of the St. Patrick's Day Foundation, and I think it's worth passing this on. To preserve the tradition of the New York City St. Patrick's Day Parade in the early hours of this morning, a group of approximately 10 individuals observing social distance, course, proudly marched with a small escort from the Fighting 69th Regiment from 26th Street to St. Patrick's Cathedral in Manhattan to preserve the proud 259-year tradition of the St. Patrick's Day Parade, marching in the streets of New York City every year since 1762. Following a blessing outside St. Patrick's Cathedral, a slightly smaller group then marched on the sidewalk, the entire parade route along 5th Avenue up to 82nd Street. Them there. The Cross Border Orchestra of Ireland. David Munley Dance.
To go walking with little Hill Kelly. So let he tells you you're in for a pound if you're in for a penny. 'Cause little Miss Kelly from miles out of town, I like her face and I like when she laughs at me. Mine's all the world for a sip of a girl. Oh, the look in her eyes is the key to fire, little Miss Kelly. Oh, let me tell you now. Sound of the bell up a strand or a mountain with little Miss Kelly. To take your hand, a coin in the fountain is brighter than any. Our little Miss Kelly stands out from the crowd. I like her face and I like when she winks at me. Wheels of the world in a sip of a girl. The look in her eyes is a key to surprise us, little Miss Kelly. Oh, let me tell you now. So pull on your belly, it's time to go walking with little Miss Kelly. Hill up and down, down, boy, with your chance, you're just one among many. That little Miss Kelly might likely turn down. I like her face and I like when she laughs to me. Mind all the world for a sip of a girl. Or a suitor's desire, but she'd be what's dying for little Miss Kelly. Oh, let me tell you now. Pull on your wellies, it's time to go walking with little Miss Kelly. Hill up and down, down, boy, with your chance, you're just one of many. That little Miss Kelly might likely turn down. I like her face and I like when she laughs to see. Mind all the world for a sip of a girl. Or a suitor just dying that she'd be what dying for, little Miss Kelly. Oh, let me tell you, I like her face and I like when she laughs to see. Mind all the world for a sip of a girl. Or a suitor just dying that she'd be what dying for, little Miss Kelly. Oh, let me tell you now.
Good job there. Yeah. All right, a good song coming up here. Might be indeed with a good message. It's coming from Deirdre Riley. The Flannelly Show, live from New York, IrishRadio.com, worldwide.
I'm only human, for I'm just a woman. Help me believe in what I can be and all that I am. Show me the stairway that I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday is gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. When you walk amongst men, well, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, it's worse now than then. They're pushing and shoving and crowding my mind. Lord, for my sake,
Very appropriate song for the day that's in it, St. Patrick's Day 2020. Friends, you are listening to the Flannelly Show live from New York. Okay. My 50th, and I noticed there are a great number of people who have indeed been with me, with us, and with Irish Radio for a bulk of those. Bulk of those years. And and we have all we have batches of emails coming in here to us, irishradio@irishradio.com, onya@irishradio.com. She's going through them now. Anyway, it's great to be with you, and particularly on this St. Patrick's Day. In New York City, we started off with a very damp morning. New York is obviously much quieter than it has been, even for a regular day, but particularly on the St. Patrick's Day. We, friends, again, we're all in the same boat, and we'll have to get through it. And I'm hoping that on the selection of music and some recordings we have here, and that we're filling a little gap. Now, the chieftains, of course, Ireland's most famous group, folk group, as we know, they're known all over the world. They have had Grammy Awards, so many awards. But along the way, they would link up with and some of the biggest names in music, particularly in country music, would join the chieftains and be very happy to do it. Perhaps one of the greatest folk singers in the United States would be Willie Nelson. And sure enough, Willie Nelson and the Chieftains got together and recorded this particular song. And it's one, indeed, that I particularly like. And it's a good night, Irene, my sister, my late sister, Irene. And there are so many Irenes throughout, among our listeners as well. Let's dedicate this one to Irene's. Willie Nelson, the Chieftains. And Irene Carden, of course.
Last Saturday night, I got married. Me and my wife settled down. Now me and my wife are parted. I'm gonna take another stroll downtown.
Thank you.
finally show live from New York, and we are simulcasting throughout the world on irishradio.com. That's irishradio.com. All right. Let's hear a little bit from... all right. This guy, Curtis McGee, he comes out of the show band era in Ireland, and that brought us into the 70s, 60s, 70s, into the 80s. Okay, here's a little bit of, music.
You can tell the world you never was my girl. You can buy my clothes if I'm gone. You can tell your friends just what a fool I've been and laugh and joke about me on the phone. You can tell my heart go back into the farm. You can tell my feet to hit the floor. You can tell my lips to tell my fingers kiss. They won't be reaching out for you no more. Don't tell my heart my achy, breaky heart. I just don't think it understands. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might go up and kill this man. If I see you tomorrow on some street in town, pardon me if I don't say hello. I belong to another. You wouldn't look so good to know someone I'm not supposed to know. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. Too shy, way too late. I don't care what they say on the levers do. I just wanna dance with you. I've got a feeling that you've got a heart like mine. So let it show, let it shine. Or if we have a chance to make one heart of two, then I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Put you all around the floor. That's the same dance as before. I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Hold you in my arms from home. That's the same dance as before. I just wanna dance with you. Paintings on your wall, the marbles that you wear are standing safely in the hall.
No, that wasn't supposed to happen, but anyway, it did. All right, let's see if we can get it back again. All right. I guess not. I was going to tell you that this is program is live, but I guess you figured that one out by now. Right. Okay. How about this one? The Battle of New Orleans. And it's by a group called Set in Stone Irish Rock.
Took a little drink, along with Colonel Jackson and the mighty Mississippi. Took a little drink and
Back in the 50s in Ireland, as I mentioned, and most of our listeners or your parents or your grandparents would, I'm sure, have mentioned about, again, programs that were being aired on radio in Ireland. And on radio, there was one radio station. It was Radio Éireann. On the dial, for many of us, it would show up as Athlone. And again, in addition to sports and news, there were variety programs. I played some of Din Joe, indeed the Cork comedian, and well, he had a variety show. But also there was one, and I want to give you a little taste of a program that aired, and again, it was on Sundays. Now, bear in mind that, you know, remote broadcasts were very new in Ireland, and RTE, the national radio station, were trying to bring radio, even though it was originated and the towers were, you know, very sparse around Ireland. As I say, Athlone, the broadcast tower from Athlone, had to indeed cover the neighboring counties. Then, at the passage of time, there was another one in Acklin and County Mayo. But in terms of providing and again showing that the broadcast system was catering to the island of Ireland, there was a teacher, and his name was Paddy Crosby. And he was a school teacher, a national school teacher. He was also a fellow with a tremendous imagination. And he went from school to school, again, around the rural areas of Ireland. And on a Sunday, you would hear a live program coming from some areas considered to be fairly remote at the time. The name of the program was called The School Around the Corner, and again, it was premiered, it was hosted by Paddy Crosby. Let's take a little bit of the sound bites from that. And some commentary.
Paddy Crosby here. I have great pleasure in bringing you this week to one of the largest building schemes in Ireland, or rather, to the school which caters for this building scheme. The name of the school is Ballyfermot Boys National School, conducted by the De La Salle brothers.
If you get a child to open up, you'll get an extraordinary view of the world and of life. You know, that it comes from the mouths of infants. You get great wisdom. But in order to extract that, you have to be the kind of personality who doesn't threaten or come heavy on them or talk down. And if you do that, you won't get the chat, obviously. I think Paddy Crosby had that ability, that he could put them at their ease, put the young people at their ease, know where their interests were, ask the correct question, and listen to the answer. You have to be a good listener, and he was that.
Well, you're dressed and all with your accordion. Now, will you be able to move with that thing?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Now, will you speak up?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Now, move in. But don't hit the microphone with that accordion. Do you want?
No, sir.
Have you a box card of that?
Yes, sir.
And you wheel it around?
Yes, sir.
Who taught that? Who taught of that idea?
Mother Victor told us to make a box car that it'd be easier for us to push.
Well, that's a very heavy instrument, isn't it? What's your name?
Thomas Lloyd.
What age are you?
11.
And what class?
5th standard.
And do you like school? No, you don't?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Did you ever mitch?
No, sir.
You sure?
Yes, sir.
You smoke?
When I was a little boy.
Don't call me a brother. I'm not a brother. Don't say brother to me. What would you say to me?
Sir.
Well, go ahead.
Sir, when I was a little boy, two big boys brought me down the street and they gave me a pull of a cigarette. And me father knew. And when I went home that evening, me mammy said, "Where were you?" So they're down the street playing illegal. And so she brought, "Are you sure of that?" And says I, "Certain of it." And she "Come here."
Wait a minute. Did she know you were smoking?
Yes, sir.
Somebody told?
Yes, sir.
All right. Did you get a walloping?
I got a flogging.
I got a flogging.
The act he had was to get the children at their ease, and he was able to create what you might call a living link between himself and the children. If the children were frustrated in any way, they wouldn't be down to their natural wit, or they couldn't talk that well. They would be too shy, they would be too afraid, they'd be worried that they wouldn't say the right thing. There is nothing as good as being natural.
What do we say now? Did you ever go on holidays anywhere?
Down to Belfast last year.
How long did you spend there?
3 days.
Well, another one now. If you live in Ballyferma, do you ever go into the city itself?
Yes, sir.
Well, what brings you in there? Now, don't say a bus.
I go in to get me cutting out oil.
You go in to get your clarinet oiled.
Yes, sir.
Do you play the clarinet too?
Yes, sir.
And the accordion?
Yes, sir.
What are you going to be when you grow up? I bet a musician.
A musician.
Are you?
Yes, sir.
In McNamara's band. Well, you can play that and you can play the clarinet. Can you play anything else?
A fragile.
What?
A fragile.
All right, that's three.
Yes, sir.
Any brother at home able to play anything?
A fragile and the accordion.
Your brother?
And another brother like to play the drum.
Do you ever just strike up together?
Yes, sir.
And until somebody tells you to stop?
Until my dad says he's a penny fan.
I think you remind the people of their youth, their own school days, and that there was the school around the corner was just the same. It brought people back. It gave that sense of continuity that they could relate to that. And also there was a very wholesome program. You know, it said it was the school that taught you how to play the game. I think there was that sense of integrity about the program and about Paddy himself.
And so we pulled the brakes and ease up on our little romp. We say farewell to Ballyferma Boys National School Dublin and extend greetings to all past pupils. Next week, Lacuna Day, we shall be visiting another school when we hope to introduce some other pupils of the present to the pupils of the past. Back to the school around the corner.
Great program, great idea, indeed, the school around the corner, that and a lot of other variety of programs. You can sing along with this one, whistle, and nobody is listening to you, so even if you got the lyrics.
I'm a weaver, cousin weaver, I'm a rising rolling blade, I put silver in me pocket, and I follow the rolling trade. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh. I went down through Glasgow City. Nancy whiskey, I chanced the smell. I went and sat down beside her. 7 long years, I loved her well. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh.
I kissed her, the more I loved her. The more I kissed her, the more she smiled. Soon I forgot my mother's teaching. Nancy soon had me the guide. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh. I rose early in the morning. This lake my source in was my need. I tried to ride, but I was not able. Nancy had me by the knee. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh. So I'm going back to the Carlton weaving. I surely make no shuttles fly. I made more at the Galston Weaver than here I did in the Roman way. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh. So come on, ye weavers, ye Galston weavers, come on, ye weavers, where'er ye be. Beware of whiskey, Nancy whiskey. She'll ruin you as she ruined me. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh. Ah, whiskey, whiskey, Nancy whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh.
Oh, yes, there. The group there is Briar, the song. Of course, Nancy. Whiskey. Some Bing Crosby selection of songs there by Johnny Carroll. Okay. In New York City, indeed, we're very we do very well in terms of Irish theaters. I'm going to get into trouble now because I'll probably leave out a few, but. We have the Irish Repertory Theatre, we have the Irish Arts Centre, and places like the New York Irish Centre in Queens, here in Long Island City. Great number of places, and then when you locally in areas throughout the city, sometimes bars, restaurants, we have a great number of people who enjoy portraying Ireland, the Irish actors, But there is place actually that we have been associated with for many, well, actually since they opened their doors, and that's the Irish Repertory Theatre. And we're very proud of our association with them. It's actually the only full-time theatre. They don't do anything else. They present a lot of and give premieres to Irish plays, Irish actors, and through the years they have provided, and speaking of Kieran O'Reilly and Charlotte Moore, when they put this together 30 some odd years ago, it was indeed a very bold move, a very huge undertaking. Then somewhere in the midst of all of this, we had a fellow by the name of Frank McCourt, who he wrote a book, and it was called Angela's Ashes. And it was a world bestseller, and there were those who loved it, those who hated it, but anyway, he was convinced at that time by the Irish Repertory Theatre to write a play and to, you know, write a play about the Irish. And he did, and it was called The Irish and How They Got That Way. And to take that and to make this into a musical rendition of the Irish, I thought it might be nice if we actually took our microphones down to the Irish Repertory Theatre. Not many years ago, it must have been at least 20, if not more. And to get a taste of the Irish Rep's version, stage version of of Finian's Rainbow, and a couple of tunes here that you might recognize, okay, from the Irish Rep.
The what is the hope that just provokes the folk they call God still?
What is the drink that gives a body and a brother and everyone around? The run around.
And hearing young songs, which I gaze on
so fondly today, were to change by tomorrow and freeze in my arms, like fairy fading away.
Here on Cheyenne from the Irish Repertory.
No, still be alone at this moment around. Let thy loneliness fade as it will. And around the children, each wish of my heart would entwine itself urgently still.
Fare thee well, my lovely darling, a thousand times adieu.
Get along and go, move the ship. Born in the
come and buy your building sites, for the ground was rotted by the trail of weeds. The local Christian said to me, you lower the price of property, you better perform something else. Move along, get along, move along, get along and go, move shit. 6 in the morning out in Inchicore, the guards came through the wagon door. John Mahan was arrested in the cold, a travelling boy just 10 years old. You better get born in some place else. Move along, get along, move along, get along and go, move shit. Mary Joyce was living but decided the road, no halting place and no fixed abode. The vigilantes came to the Darndale side and they shot her son in the middle of the night. You better get born in some place else. Move along, get along and move along and get along and go, move shit. Wagon tent or trailer born last month, last year or in far off day. Born here or 1,000 miles away, there's always many by who'll say, you better get born in some place else. Move along, get along and move along and get along and go, move shit. Move along, get along, move along, get along, go, move shit.
Yeah. Ireland's Christy Moore there with a song actually about the traveling people, and it's called, you know, Go Move Shift. Okay, Aisling Boyer coming up here.
I will wear a green willow and all around my hat, for a purple band a day, and if anyone should ask me the reason why I'm wearing it, it's all for my true love, who's far, far away.
Thank you.
hands with all around my hat. Okay, let's see if we can get Tony Kenny. He's a great Dubliner, a great singer, cabaret singer. And I tell you, he worked in so many of the concerts and venues around the cabarets in Dublin. Okay, maybe we can get him to sing a few songs, and hopefully we'll recognize some of them.
If you're Irish, come into the parlor. There's a welcome there for you. And if your name is Timothy or Pat, so long as you come from Ireland, there's a welcome on the mat. If you come from the mountains of Mourne or Killarney's lake so blue, we'll sing you a song and we'll make a fuss. Whoever you are, you're one of us. If you're Irish, this is the place for you. If you pass him by, he shouts, hey, come into the furniture and make yourself at home. Come into the furniture, you won't be on your own. There's Mick McGee and there's Socrates, there's Murphy and Muldoon. They say McGilligan's daughter doesn't know the taste of water. There's Mike Cassell, stick it out, there's Roof for half the town. There's John's up with Hutchin if you want to wash it down. So if you're Irish, you're sure of a welcome. For there's a Julian in Hannigan's house tonight. Have you ever been in love, me boys, or have you felt the pain? I'd sooner be in jail myself than be in love again. For the girl I love was beautiful, I'll have you all to know. And I met her in the garden where the daisies grow. She was just the sort of creature, boys, that nature did intend. To walk right through the world, me boys, without a preaching bend. Nor did she wear a chignon, I'll have you all to know. And I met her in the garden where the daisies grow. Come single bell and bow, and to me pay attention. Don't ever fall in love, tis the devil's own invention. But once I fell in love, the maiden so bewitching, Miss Henrietta Bell, out of Captain Kelly's kitchen. With me tura-lura-la, me tura-lura-laddie, me tura-lura-la, and me tura-lura-laddie. Way down in the county Kerry, near a town they call Tralee, a fine old couple they live there, Caucasian Pat McGee. Today's their golden wedding, and they want the world to know just how they looked when they were wed 50 years ago. Woo! Put on your owny britches and your coat of emerald green. Put on your hat, me darling, hat, and take off with El Carbine. Today's our golden wedding, and I want the world to know just how we looked when we were wed 50 years ago. It's a great day for the Irish. It's a great day for fair. The sidewalks of New York are thick with Blarney. For sure you sing New York with El Killarney. It's a great day for the shamrock, or the flags in full array. And as we go a swinging, every Irish heart is singing, it's a great, great day. And as we go a swinging, every Irish heart is singing, it's a great.
Kenny. And yes, friends, you're listening to Irish. No, we want that song. Okay.
In the year of the Lord 1806, we set sail from the coal quay of Cork. And we were sailing away with the cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. Well, we'd an elegant craft, it was rigged fore and aft. And now the trade winds grow, for she had 23 masts, and she stood several blasts, and they called her the Irish Rover. Well, there was Barney McGee from the banks of the Lee, there was Hogan from County Tyrone, and there was Johnny McGurk, who was scared stiff of work, and a chap from Westmeath named Malone. Well, there was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover, and your man Mick McCann from the banks of the Ban was the skipper on the Irish Rover. Now we had 1 million bags of the best Sligo rags, we had 2 million barrels of bone, and we had 3 million bales of all nanny goat's tails, we had 4 million barrels of stone, and we had 5 million hogs, and 6 million dogs, and 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million sides of all blind horses' hides in the hold of the Irish Rover. Now we had sailed 7 years when the mizzen broke out, and the ship lost her way in the fog.
Big fog!
And the whale of the crew was reduced down to two, 'twas myself and the captain's old dog. Well, then the ship struck a rock, a Lord, what a shock, and nearly tumbled over, turned 9 times around, and the poor old dog was drowned. I'm the last of the Irish Rover.
That brings us back a few years ago. That was, of course, the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Macon. They're singing the Irish Rovers. Friends, you know, this is, as we know, a very different St. Patrick's Day. And we could say, of course, the year and the St. Patrick's Day were, particularly for those of us in New York City, who would say the day without the parade? Well, would you believe it? God being strange and good and all the rest. So there was a parade today. It took place early this morning, and to stay within the regulations of very small groups, no more than 10. Well, it might have been a group of 10 here and a group of 10 there, but from St. Patrick's Cathedral this morning, groups of 10 or less than 10, sometimes a bit more, could well be spotted on the sidewalk this time, marching towards right up to 82nd Street. So there was a parade of sorts, and it did keep the tradition alive. Okay. Friends, let's take a song from New York. The Lady of the Harbor, of course, as we know, Statue of Liberty in New York Bay, always the welcome for the stranger, for the immigrant, which isn't a bad thing to think about today as well, considering that in our Irish heritage, since the establishment of America, of the United States of America, immigrants have come through, particularly, you know, we. On a day like today, we can, you know, pay tribute to the many, many Irish immigrants, the thousands and thousands who came to the Statue of Liberty here in New York City. Michael Jesse Owens will sing about Lady in the Harbor.
Lovely lady in the harbor, you've been there 100 years,
find the torch of freedom. You have banished all our fears. Here of war and desolation and of famine and of pain and religion. Holocaust, red flame, fear of tyranny and bondage, men in prison, doomed to die, just because cherished freedom, brutal laws they did defy. These are fears we left behind us with the ones whose love we share. The good God soon release them from all suffering and care. Now we come here seeking justice and a better way of life. Hold us closely to your bosom. No more hatred, no more strife. So here's to you, lovely lady.
Close to the end of this life program from New York City, capital of the world, Irish Radio Network, USA Flannelly Promotions, and of course irishradio.com. There are, you know, and there are some, there's so many songs and tunes that, you know, we had to select from. Over the last 4 hours, and indeed there's enough here for the next, you know, 20 hours as well. But it was my privilege today to be able to bring, and I should say our privilege, to be able to, you know, to bring you a program, to bring you so many of, you know, of the archives from not only our own program, but indeed programs in Ireland. And for many of us, indeed, I'm sure, would bring back a lot of great memories. And I know we have stacks and stacks of messages and emails here, which we had time to make the announcements. Anyway, before we say so long to you, and it is so long because the program will continue throughout the day, I would like to go back to a period in Ireland where this fellow, who nobody knew much about, he was kind of not unlike myself before I got into radio. He did bits of news and some sports, and he would go on to become the most loved, recognized broadcaster in Ireland of all times. And I don't think anybody would take any of that away from the great Gay Byrne, who just passed away actually last year. Before we get into this, I would like to dedicate this particular selection here and some of these recordings to great friends indeed of ours, and wish a very happy St. Patrick's Day to the O'Reillys up in Mount Kisco, Jack, Wanda, and indeed the family. Okay, let's take it back in time. And Gay Byrne tells his own story.
Hello again to you. Gay Byrne here to let you know that the National Dairy Council presents for you the NDC Family Show. Welcome again to you. Thank you for joining us. Welcome to another extravaganza of family phone call frolics, baby talk bits, and Miss Bronagh Hollywood, who shall remain nameless. Also, a melange of miscellaneous modern music, like, for example, Don Partridge.
Really and truly, when I came in, I suppose I wasn't in the mould of people in Radio Éireann, insofar as, first of all, I was a dub. Secondly, I wasn't a Gaeligore. Thirdly, I was coming in on the route of pop music and jazz. And even then, jazz was rather frowned upon in Radio Éireann, and it wasn't really the sort of thing we want to do. But I came in on the back of all of that, and I came into broadcasting really on the back of jazz at that time. And yes, they allowed me freedom to do anything I wanted. I ended up reading news, doing continuity, which is now known as presentation. I was introducing the orchestras, both the symphony and the light. I was introducing music for children with Rhoda Coghill at the piano and that sort of thing. I was introducing drama. I was doing whatever the station announcers had to do at that time. Good afternoon again, friends. I want to warn you that I have a feeling it's going to be one of those days. There are an awful lot of phone calls coming through to this studio. I just hope we have time to go. Hello, here we go again. Marvellous. Hang on a minute, will you? Hello?
Hello, Gable.
Yes.
Are you here for lunch?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes.
So long as I know, Ken.
Righto.
Bye.
Goodbye. Who's that? Albright and Wilson calling you if you're lucky.
Most of what you did was scripted. There were writers, and whether it was introducing a symphony by Beethoven, you went into this long, rambling, educational, and that was what they were terribly keen on in the old Radio Éireann. It was entertainment was rather infradig. What you were there to do was inform, educate, and uplift, especially uplift. Ad-libbing was rather frowned upon because it was generally considered rather dangerous, and if you lost the run of yourself, you could say almost anything, and that was going to be frowned upon as well. The whole point about it, I suppose, was that the station was in rather safe hands, by which I mean that all of these people knew what could be done and what could not be done, and what were the parameters expected of broadcasting at that time.
Ladies and gentlemen, for your entertainment, RTV, Ireland's largest television rental company, presents The Gay Gay Show. And here's Gay Byrne.
Thank you, Bart, and hello, friends. The Crusades, which began in 1096 or thereabouts, were in the nature of holy wars against the enemies of Christianity. Today, I would like to deal very briefly with certain aspects of the character and work of a 20th century crusader. His holy war is not against a human enemy, but against the enemies of humanity: disease, pain, loneliness, neglect, and despair. His name is Leonard Cheshire.
Billy Wall, who was then a department manager in the place, came to me and said, "We want you to do an hour's program. It'll be called The Gay Byrne Show, and we'll try it out." And I was happy doing music on the moon, and I said, "Well, I don't know, you know." "Well, all right, then we'll try it for 3 months and see will it cop on. If not, we'll all go back to what we were doing previously." And that was agreed upon. So we went on the air with The Gay Byrne Show, and it was quite extraordinary. It caught on from the word go. It was quite an extraordinary instant success.
Well, we do things like that in this house.
Do you indeed?
Yeah, we do. We're a scratching family. My son comes in. He comes in from college, and the first thing he comes in, he says, "Ma, will you give us a scratch?"
Give us a
this
scratch.
This is a fact.
And where does she scratch him?
She'd scratch him on the head first, and yeah, then he'd pull up his shirt and she'd have to scratch his back.
You're joking.
This is true as God. And that's the only time that my wife would let me, well, not she'd let me touch her. She'd want to go to bed tonight, she'd just, "Oh, give me back a scratch, will you?"
And she scratches the sun.
And this is it. And then there we'd be some nights watching the television and we'd be all scratching each other. This is true as God.
Did you ever try fumigation?
Of course, my mother was like that. It's heredity. My mother, now she's listening to this.
Yeah, what?
And it was her that started that. She used to always scratch my head.
Yeah.
It's the most soothing thing ever.
Really?
To have a scratch.
I look back on it with amazement. I think that I have had a charmed and delightful and wonderful life. When I look back at where I was when I started and how much I wanted it and how much I dreamed about it, I realized all my dreams, and I think I'm the most fortunate, the most lucky, and the most charmed of people to have done all of that and to have enjoyed it as much as I did.
The great Gay Byrne brought a lot of happiness and news, and of course brought a lot of humanity and life on radio in Ireland. Our time is up for now anyway, and friends, I indeed, on behalf of Áine Sheridan, and you know, when it may be called the Flannelly Show, and it is, and it's Flannelly Promotions, Irish Radio Network USA, irishradio.com, and the work, though, and the direction comes from none other than Áine Sheridan, and so on behalf of Áine, first of all, acknowledging and saying thank you to you, Áine. And let's take in the Flannelys, the Sheridans, and from our family to yours, we want to again wish you, above all, safety, and somehow we're all going to get through this. And we're all in the same boat. We want to thank you for listening to us, and we want to thank our sponsors, Tourism Ireland, for today's program. Our primary sponsor for all programming, Tourism Ireland, CIE Tours International, and of course, our friends, the Irish Repertory Theatre. We'd also like to thank our guests for today, and for their taking time on. Tom DiNapoli, New York State Controller, here in Madden, the Consul General of Ireland, and of course, George Pataki, former New York State Governor. Anytime, anywhere if you would like to indeed go to our archives, if you would like to listen to our programs, if you'd like to listen to our interviews. We, of course, would again encourage you to go to irishradio.com. They're there. It will take, I'm told, about, because we're still broadcasting on some radio stations, so about an hour from now, you will be able to get the program, the rebroadcast of the program that we are that we're just ending up here in New York City, in the capital of the world. Wherever you are in the world, we again want to wish you not only a happy St. Patrick's Day, but also a safe St. Patrick's Day. And we're definitely, as I say, we're all in this together, and with God's help, we'll come out the other side. All right. I'm Adrian Flannelly saying so long, God bless, and we leave you with a few songs, you know, that you can sing along with, or perhaps just, you know, do the best you can. Again, friends, we do want to thank you most sincerely for listening to our program and for all the programs, indeed, and for those, again, this is in the midst of all of you know, the strife, the concern, and every all of the hardships that we're all going through, it becomes less important, of course, to that this is a very special day for us here. A special day will come when, in fact, we have less to worry about. We are delighted, friends, that we have gotten so much reaction to today's program, and we thank you. But why wouldn't we? Because, again, we're all in this together, and please God, we've got to be okay.
I've a nice little cot and a small bit of land, and a place by the side of the sea. And I care about no one, because I believe that nobody cares about me. But my peace was destroyed, and I'm fairly annoyed by a lassie who works in the town. She sighs every day as she passes away. Do you want your old lobby washed down? Do you want your old lobby washed down? Come shine. Do you want your old lobby washed down? She sighs every day as she passes away. Do you want your old lobby washed down? In a neat little town they call Belfast, a friend took to trade I was bound. And many an hour of sweet happiness I spent in that dear little town.
till the wave of misfortune came over me that caused me to stray from the land. Far away from the friends and relations to follow a black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. I would think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. I'm a gander, I'm a long way from home. And if you don't like me, just leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, or drink when I'm dry. And the moonshine don't kill me, I live till I die. I've been a moonshiner for many years. Spent all my money on whiskey and beer. I go to some hollow and set up me still. And I make you a gallon for a $2 bill. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home. And if you don't like me, just leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry. And the moonshine don't kill me, I'll drink till I die. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home. But if you don't like me, just leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry, and the moonshine won't kill me, I'll live till I die, and the moonshine won't kill me, I'll live till I die.